Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Texas Governor Rick Perry plans to spend an extra $1.3 million each week for the rest of the year to bolster efforts to patrol his state's border with Mexico, as officials on the border report a spike in immigration, especially by unaccompanied children. We want to hear two views on this decision by Governor Perry, and we'll start with Texas State Representative Jonathan Stickland, a Republican from North Texas who supports more spending to stop a spike in immigration. Representative, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Will you say that you support increased spending on this? Why?
I believe that we've got a crisis situation brewing down at our border, and there are numerous things that we need to be dealing with, and this is certainly a big part.
But what do you think that it's going to do to add more agents?
Well, that's specifically what we're doing. We are giving more money, $1.3 million per week through the end of the year to DPS, the Department of Public Safety, and they will be sending troopers down to the border and helping aid the Border Patrol agents and apprehending the folks that are coming over here illegally. I believe that it's going to do a couple of different things. Number one, it's going to help us process any criminal elements that are trying to take advantage of the situation with the children and keep our citizens safe. There's also obviously public health concerns. And ultimately, we hope that this will act as a deterrent and make folks a little bit more hesitant to take a chance with their lives and try and make this trek.
But as we know, a lot of the illegal immigrants who have been coming across the border are children. And I wonder, do you see these Border Patrol agents saying no, sending the children back into the desert or whatever is on the other side of the border at that point, or detaining these kids? Because that's the situation we have now, is a lot of these kids are being detained in big warehouses.
Well, I have personally been calling for a number of different things that we need to do. Number one is deal with the humanitarian crisis with the kids. Now, realistically, from a state level, we do not have the authority to deport anyone. So we don't even have the ability to take these children and send them off into the desert, as you said. We will be taking these folks in, whether they're children or not, and processing them and hopefully making sure that the criminal element is dealt with in the way that it needs to be dealt with. But ultimately, the troopers will simply be aiding the Border Patrol and turning the folks over that we apprehend to them. So we, you know, our troopers are not going to be able to deport them back over the border.
Why do you think there are so many coming right now?
I think that, you know, it's probably a mix of issues. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a coordinated effort, at least to some degree. Not sure who or why they are doing it. But listen, nobody believes that an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid is making a conscious decision to leave their families and head off into an unknown world, an unknown country on an 1,800-mile hike where their lives are endangered and they don't know what tomorrow will bring. So obviously somebody is helping them, encouraging them, and we need to start to get some of those answers. But certainly for a long time, you know, we have been giving benefits to illegals, and obviously there's opportunity here in this country and in this state, and I think it's an attractive thing. And I'll be honest with you, I'm completely okay with this being an attractive place to be. The message that we need to send as a state is that there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And the folks that are coming over here illegally and trying to jump to the head of the line, that's what needs to be stopped.
Jonathan Stickland is a Republican state representative from North Texas who supports more spending to stop this spike in people crossing the border illegally. Jonathan Stickland, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, for another view on this, let's turn now to Texas State Senator Jose Rodriguez, who is a Democrat who represents El Paso and is concerned that more boots on the ground will not solve the problem in Texas. Senator, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And why do you believe that what the governor has decided to do is not a good idea?
Well, the governor has decided to spend more money for boots on the ground, more enforcement activities. And I think what we're talking about here is unaccompanied minors coming from Central America, fleeing the violence and threats to their lives in those countries of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. And so the real humanitarian crisis for me is those children that are being herded into places where they're not adequate shelters. They're sleeping on the floor, and none of them have got any legal representation, since under federal law, minors are not entitled to that representation. So for me, the money that the governor is talking about spending on enforcement should be spent on relieving the humanitarian crisis that these young people are facing. That is, put some more money into more shelters, existing shelters, provide legal representation to these children. That would be the response that would be more appropriate.
But what about what Representative Stickland was saying, that this may act as a deterrent, that people might stop sending their kids over the border into the United States if they know that there is more enforcement along the border?
Well, look, we've had that for many, many years on this border security debate. We know that under the Obama administration, we've had more deportations than Presidents Clinton and Bush, the two Bushes combined. The fact of the matter is that the federal government has been doing a good job in securing the border. So having more boots on the ground is not going to prevent children who are threatened at home, who are abused in those Central American countries from coming over. It just, I think what we see here is an increase in minors in South Texas because of the difficulty in crossing through the other crossing points, like in Arizona, where there's a lot of desert.
Well, and just to clarify, you say that the Obama administration has deported more. That is true. But if you look at deportations and returns, the previous administrations were actually higher. But what do you think would deter then people from sending their children over, if not boots on the ground?
What would deter them from doing that is to make some improvements in conditions in their home countries. I think what the United States ought to be doing is investing in Central American countries as they ought to be doing and should have been doing in Mexico in order to make the lives of people much more livable in those countries. What you have here is the age-old issue of people being hungry, people being, in the case of these children, apparently threatened, needing to get away from it, and the United States is a beacon for immigrants. It's always been. Look, Texas has already invested over $300 million this fiscal year on border security. The federal government has invested billions in border security. We have done everything we can, building walls, which I think was, you know, useless, as we all are finding out. So the policy has got to change, in my view, from one of enforcement to one of economic development, opportunity, and providing for the health and safety and welfare of those immigrants that come across.
Texas State Senator Jose Rodriguez is a Democrat who represents El Paso. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can let us know what you think. Should there be increased presence by border agents along the U.S.-Mexico border? Would that solve the problem? Should the U.S. be doing what the senator was just saying and trying to address the issue at its root in economic development in countries like Guatemala and Honduras? Is there anything that would deter people from, as it appears they are, sending unaccompanied children to the U.S. border in big numbers? You can weigh in at our website, hereandnow.org, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You can also send us a tweet at Here and Now, at Jeremy Hobson, at Here and Now Robin. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I am Robin Young. This is Here and Now.